Welcome to the Federation of Optical Talent. Today I'd like to talk about something that influences every area of your life. Your career, your relationships, your confidence, your well-being, your future. And the interesting thing is that most people underestimate just how powerful it is. I'm talking about your attitude. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever noticed how two people can experience exactly the same situation, yet respond completely differently? One person sees a problem, the other sees an opportunity. One person feels defeated, the other feels determined. One person focuses on what's wrong, the other focuses on what can be done next. The difference is rarely the situation itself, it's their attitude towards it. Now let's be clear, having a positive attitude doesn't mean pretending everything is perfect. It doesn't mean ignoring challenges. It doesn't mean walking around smiling when life is difficult. A positive attitude simply means choosing your response rather than becoming controlled by your circumstances. Because whilst you can't always control what happens to you, you can influence how you respond. And that response shapes your experience of life far more than most people realize. Think of your attitude as a lens through which you view the world. When that lens is clear, you notice opportunities, you spot possibilities, you remain open to solutions. But when that lens becomes clouded by negativity, frustration, or self-doubt, everything starts to look harder than it really is. The opportunities may still be there, the solutions may still exist, but you stop seeing them. One of the most important things to understand is that your thoughts, words, and actions are all connected. What you repeatedly think influences what you say. What you repeatedly say influences what you believe. And what you believe influences how you act. If you continually tell yourself that you're stuck, eventually you'll start behaving as though you are. If you continually tell yourself that nothing ever works out, you'll begin looking for evidence to support that belief. The opposite is also true. When you begin focusing on possibilities, solutions, and opportunities, your behavior starts changing as well. You become more confident, more proactive, more resilient. And over time, those behaviors create different results. Another important lesson is recognizing the energy you bring into situations. Have you ever met somebody who always seems to find a problem for every solution? Nothing is ever right. Nothing is ever enough. Everything is somebody else's fault. Being around them can feel exhausting. Now think about somebody different. Somebody who remains calm under pressure. Who focuses on solutions. Who encourages others. Who looks for opportunities even during difficult times. Which person would you rather spend time with? Which person would you rather work with? Which person would you rather become? The energy you bring into a room often determines what comes back out of it. That's why attitude is so important. It affects not only how you see the world, but how the world responds to you. One of the greatest shifts you can make is learning to see challenges differently. Every career contains setbacks. Every profession contains frustrations. Every person experiences disappointment. The question isn't whether challenges will happen, they will. The question is how you choose to interpret them. Do you see them as proof that things aren't working, or do you see them as opportunities to learn, adapt, and improve? Because the meaning you attach to a situation often determines what happens next. Another powerful habit is replacing complaints with action. Complaining can feel productive, but rarely changes anything. Action changes things. Even small actions create momentum. Whenever you find yourself frustrated about something, ask yourself, what can I do about this? What's within my control? What's the next step? Because progress almost always begins with action. Not intention, not wishing, not waiting. Action. Finally, pay attention to the people around you. Attitudes are contagious. Spend enough time around negativity and it starts affecting the way you think. Spend enough time around optimistic, growth-focused people, and that mindset starts influencing you too. The people you spend time with shape your beliefs more than you may realize. Choose wisely. Before we finish, I'd like you to reflect on three questions. What attitude have I been bringing into my work recently? What challenge could I view differently? And what is one thing I can do today that moves me forward instead of keeping me stuck? Because attitude isn't something you're born with. It's something you choose. Every day, every conversation, every challenge, every opportunity. And when you change your attitude, you often change your results. Thank you for listening. This is the Federation of Optical Talent, helping optical professionals build careers, confidence, and futures through the power of positive thinking, purposeful action, and personal growth.